Earlier this week, the French government suspended a proposed hike on carbon taxes among an increasing wave of protests and violence across the country. We saw very bad pictures in Paris last week. Well, this political about-face is a major defeat for President Emmanuel Macron, who took power just 18 months ago, about a year and a half ago, on a promise to take on France's political and economic institutions. I'm Rouge Value Buddy, join me, as in this episode, we'll be talking about France. Okay, the extent of this defeat, political defeat in a way, and what the decision means for France and the European Union, more broadly remains to be seen. But I believe there are two crucial questions and key points that we need to keep an eye on. Here's the first one. Will the pause appease and quiet the protesters? While the protests have been fueled by a deeply hostile and resentment with the French political system that goes beyond this small issue of higher gasoline prices, they may not be so easily defeated and silenced. Well, President Emmanuel Macron, once the leader of his own political revolution just a year and a half ago, has become a symbol of the establishment. That's a perception that cannot be fixed, at least not now, through a minor change in policy, and protests are set to continue even this weekend. Okay, what does this mean for France and the European Union? Well, Mr. Macron's government now faces its own, in a way, pocketbook problem. It can no longer count on this $3.3 billion in revenue expected from the taxes. That will make it, in a way, tougher for the government to bring its budget in line with the European Union's mandate rules. That could force it to delay, in a way, changes to the pension and housing system that would boost the economy and benefit the very middle-class citizens who have taken to the streets. Well, problems at home could also make it harder for President Macron to pursue much-needed reforms to the European Union that have so far made little progress. Here's the bottom line. Well, in the coming days, I think, Macron will portray the protesters as a violent mob intended to, in a way, cause disorder in the country. The protesters will probably paint Emmanuel Macron as the enemy of the people. But I think this is only the beginning of the battle for France's future.